Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Makes you happy in the morning.
Playing the songs you like.
Fresh podcasts go up every day at KLUC.com and on the radio.com app. Just search Chip Buchanan.
Well, get ready, kids, because there's a big old fat shakeup in week number 12 of the P1 Power Rankings. And I'm just going to come out and say this right now. If you're listening to this podcast, and it's probably because you're that interested in the P1 Power Rankings, and maybe you've heard a lot about it, and so you check it out for the first time. But by and large, the people who are hardcore into it are hardcore into this.
Yes.
So let me tell you a little something. There's a message for you. We, I mean me, have noticed just a little bit of, like everybody's taking this stuff personal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A little bit. And number one, stop. Please don't.
It's not meant for that. It's meant to unite more than anything else.
I think it's for entertainment purposes only.
Yes. And by the way, nobody's analyzing it that hard.
No.
However, that being said, now it's getting to where, no, it is a little personal. And by the way, y'all making it personal on us.
Yep. Yes.
I'm kind of like, all right, enough. And by the way, by the voting this week, you guys have too. By you, I mean Spence and Caleb.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. You guys have too.
There are things that happen that I register in my mind. And again, it's for fun. And so, you know, there's been some repartee with a few guys. I can dish it out and I can take it. I'm cool with that.
Sure.
But like with Jay Stu, who we love to death, all three of us, it's been fun over the past 12 weeks of doing this. And giving
with,
him grief.
With Jay Stu, because you know he doesn't get hurt. He doesn't get his feelings hurt.
You don't hurt his
But
feelings.
Others, and you guys are sniping at each other and all of that. And I'm just looking for positive vibes. I got enough people taking shots at me in regular life. And I guess I should be proud of that. And I should be thankful for that. But, whew, man, I'm tired. I don't need it. I don't need it on this.
Yep.
You know, with people where, again, this is supposed to be fun and it's supposed to be, you know, to unite folks. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know about you guys. I got a couple of new people in here this week. And that is going to happen anyway. That's going to happen. So, and I think this will flesh itself out. So I'll start. Number 10 this week, the queen of the first pick, Brandy Pineda.
Yes.
I put her back in at number 10. She's come solid on the first pick. She's been busy on social. And I just like what she's been doing. I thought she deserved a number 10, so I gave her one. Number 10, Spence.
And I would go with that, too. I just popped someone else in because she's very loyal to the show. P1 Pals Pick'em Pool. It's on ESPN's Pigskin Pick'em. Jay Stu put it together. Anybody can join if you're P1, and it's you basically pick the NFL games all week. Leah Luhu went perfect. She must have missed the first game, but she was 14-0.
I love that.
She won.
Wow.
So she won the week. And we love her. So Leah Luhu gets my number
just
10.
Just for that alone.
And I know the novelty pick screws a Brandy out of a top 10, but I want to acknowledge it.
However, here's the other thing. We, in theory, at different times, on the low end, there's 100,000 listeners. On the high end, it's up towards 500,000 throughout the show as it peaks and valleys and all that kind of stuff. We're talking about 10.
Yep.
We're talking about narrowing it down to 10.
Yep.
Oh, I wasn't number 6 this week. Out of that many? Stop it.
Yeah.
My God. Who's your number 10, kid?
I'm giving another random ad in here. Crystal Press. She's at KP on Twitter. And she actually tagged the Chip Buchanan Show. And then me. Someone said that she looked like me. And then she's like, oh, my God, no, I love that show. I listen to it every morning and continue to tweet at the show a couple of times. So I know that she's listening every morning, so I wanted to throw her in there because at least she's dedicated in that manner.
There you go. Number 9, Spence.
I'll go with Hannah from Northtown. She's been awesome lately, very active on social media, and could be anywhere between here and 1 as far as I'm concerned. So,
yeah, but then every once in a while, man.
She's a little snipey.
She's a little snipey.
I kind of like that about her personality, though. I get it.
That's good.
And so I kind of like a little bit.
Because you're a little snipey.
Yeah, I like a little edge every now and then.
I like it until it happens to me, and then I get very bitter with Kayla.
Then Kayla's like,
you're
man,
dead to me.
Flipping people off and whatnot. So honestly, Hannah didn't make it for me this week. It was just a numbers game. It's nothing personal. It's nothing big. But when you say things like, Chase, I don't need your Starbucks. I don't need a man, blah, 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 and all that. It's like, what? Happy. I will vote for happy. I will vote for nice.
Yep.
Just so, and Spence will vote for snipey. And you'll love him and you won't love me, which isn't going to help your cause. You know what I mean? So you're number nine?
Jesse DeShofilla. Even though we didn't hear from him much on the phones, I saw him a couple of times on Twitter. And I know he's listening all the time. Yeah, he's got work stuff. He's got everything, family stuff, all that, whatever. Regardless, I know he's listening, so I wanted to throw him in there.
Uber RJ, number nine for me. I know that some of the, you can't look at me, wrinkle your nose and shake your head and not think I'm not going to ask you why.
Uber RJ has just made me so mad on Twitter lately that I had to kick him off this week. He is not in my top 10. I'm sure he'll climb his way back in there, but he is just being, again, we mentioned snipey before. I feel like he's being very snipey on Twitter a lot and it's bothering me.
Kick him off. That sounds harsh.
Yeah, you're off the list.
Well, but then, okay, now I would fully expect he'll be like, oh, no one likes me and I'm the bad guy and I'm a jerk. You're not at all, not even close. But that kind of thing is like so I kept you at number nine because I know you're really making the effort and I know you're really trying hard, but you know, just that whole victim, you know, and then going on social media and calling us out for it. You don't think we don't see it? So I mean, you want to play that game, that's fine, but this game goes two ways.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So I got you at number nine, bro. We all love you. It's all good. Eight, Kayla.
Eight for me is DLK.
okay, here we go.
Now it's going to get going, right?
Well, here we go.
So this week posted with another show shirt on. And then it started a whole war on Twitter, basically, of everyone just calling her out saying, oh, you're not loyal because you're wearing another show shirt.
It's true, by the way.
It is true.
To a degree.
She did wear another show
degree.
Shirt.
And let's explain. Okay, let's explain. Here's the thing. You can't be the number one and wear another show shirt. And I get it. We love Audrey too.
Yes.
But you can't be number one and rock somebody else's shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it is. Now, you can be in the top 10. You can still love us. We still love you, everybody, but you can't be number one. That's
hence the reason she's my number eight.
And no one should be shocked. No one should be shocked by that. And it was just all like, you guys should miss Audrey too and whatever and blah, blah, blah. Okay, yeah. But I mean, it's for these purposes.
Yeah, if I work for Coca-Cola and you come into my office with a Pepsi can, you're not in my Coca-Cola P1 top 10.
Yeah, you show up at a Seahawk game rocking name any team.
Redskins.
I'm trying to think of who we hate. The Niners.
Yeah.
You're rocking a Niners jersey at CenturyLink. It's going to be a rough ride for you.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, and that's all it is. Don't worry about it. It's fine. You've got her at number eight. She's a little higher than that for me, but whatever. My number eight is my sheet is a mess, by the way. My number eight is All the Way May.
Oh, good
smart
call.
Pick.
She has found the secret sauce to getting through on the final exam, and she's always fun.
Yeah.
She's always we joked one time because her name is May, which is All the Way May, and she has owned it and loves it, and she's just a blast in a glass, and I just dig her. So she's my number eight.
Mine goes back to all the reasons we talked about, T-shirt gate and DLK. So she's down to eight for me.
Eight for you. All right, seven. I've got Wayne the Flagger at number seven, and I'm not sure why. I think it's just that it's hard for him to be on the phone, but every other aspect. I just looked at this a little more critically this week as far as covering all bit. For me, it was covering all bases. For me, because I went, man, we're picking the top 10, and there's a big number out there. It's at least twice as many as those people. No, but I mean, you know what? I was like, we're top 10. So everything's got to be involved. And Wayne just can't call in probably as much as he would like. And all that. But Wayne, we love you. A seven is a good number.
Yes.
Seven, Spence.
Vegas Drea could be a lot higher. Awesome. Has been so much fun lately. Her interaction is great. Calls in when she can, even though she's very shy.
Yep.
She's always, at least the last few weeks, been a top 10er for me.
Drea could have been top 10 for me, but you'll see. I've got people that they don't. Drea, I love you. You're just not in my top 10 this week. There's no reason for it.
Right.
You're fantastic. Yeah. You really are. Where are we at? Eight? Seven?
Seven for me.
Seven, Kayla?
Hannah from Northtown. Hey. All the reasons you said before. I like when she's snipey as long as it's not towards me because I don't know how to react to that very well. But she's dedicated to the show. And it really does show on Twitter and when she can call in like this morning. So shouts out, Hannah. You're in my number
and
seven.
Not as snipey as she was.
No, not as
snipey as she was. I'm just saying, I went with all good vibes. All good vibes.
Yeah, surprisingly, for a person that works with animals on a daily basis, she always smells like fresh laundry the couple of times I've seen her.
Which
I'm like, I don't know how you pull it off, girl. I like it.
Yeah, farm kids, we shower.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Yes. Things I learned.
Did we get your seven?
Yes, we did. Then let's get
your six.
Wayne the Flagger, same reasons you said. I love seeing the pictures with Jay Stu going out and getting him a Starbucks and he's still got the Chet Buchanan show and the Hill UC stickers on his stop sign, and I think that's dope. So,
yep, Kayla.
My number six is Vegas Drea. All the reasons we mentioned before. She's just amazing.
Yep, same thing. DLK. You know why? No big deal. It's all right. Still love you. It's fine. I don't want anybody to get their feelings. I just don't want anybody to get their
feelings. Don't get your feelings hurt. This is fun. This is all.
My emotions are raw today. That's why. But let's go into the top five. Jay Stu, and could have been higher for me. Jay Stu is doing everything he can to make this a community. He really likes the idea of bringing everybody together with this. He doesn't like the sniping, but he will engage when needed and when required. And but he's just all around great dude. Probably deserves better than a five from me, but that's where he's at.
Yeah, he's the same place for me. And the only reason is my top five. In my personal media, they're all ranked the same. So I just place people in them. But the top five for me, they're all the same this week. Jay Stu is my number five.
Yeah, this last part of this is going to go fast, I think. Five for you?
Professor Blue. Love the guy.
That's a big score.
Step it up. He's been stepping it up. Plus, AKGQ, his new album, is in stores now. So, he's a good dude. I give him a top five.
No, I love him. That's solid. That is solid. Four, Kayla.
My number four is Wayne the Flagger. Always present on social media. And by the way, always positive. I just love that about him.
Yep. I should have rewarded that. Because that's really what I'm kind of looking for right now. Four, Spence.
Hot Ryan. Always a perennial top five, top 10. Very positive, very fun. And I love her. I love her post. She's very funny.
Yeah, same for me. Four. Hot Ryan, all those same reasons. Three, Kayla.
She is my number three for all the exact reasons.
Don Spence.
The LeMays are going to pop into my top five for the first time ever. Now, listen, I know there are three individuals involved. I am, my brain has been pickled by whiskey. I can't remember the individual names. So the LeMay sisters collectively are my number three.
Nisa and
Tiffany.
And Jemay.
And Jemay.
Jemay LeMay. Kind of started this whole thing, is in my brain. And then Nisa is her sister. I always thought they were twins forever, but they're not.
Right.
And then Tiffany was on American Idol and all of that. LeMays are awesome. You've got them at three.
Yes, sir.
Kayla, you're three.
You
already did.
Yeah.
And that was who?
That was Hot Ryan for
got
me.
Got it. And then my three, Chloe and Jeff, the power couple.
Awesome.
P1 power couple.
They're awesome.
Chloe and Jeff. And Chloe's been working hard
to keep them
up in the rankings.
Yeah.
I thought three. But this is the funny thing about it. People move in and people move out. There's a lot to keep track of.
Yeah.
So honestly.
Well, because Chloe didn't make my 10.
Uber and there's
RJ
no
didn't
reason.
Make my 10. Yeah. Show filler didn't make my 10 either. And they're all
so
deserving.
Hard.
Show filler, Drea, and Hannah didn't have a spot for this week. Nor did I have one for. There was another one I missed. Professor Blue probably could have gotten in.
Yeah, should have been on there.
But Chloe and Jeff, number three, they always show up. We're going to NASCAR and going to the Aces this weekend.
Awesome.
And by we're going, I mean I'm going to be working. They said they're showing up.
Okay.
They're great. And number three to number two, Spence.
Fish. I don't even like fishing, and quite honestly, it's cool that he enjoys it, and he took his wife and he fixed an iPhone to his hat and the whole thing. And that's cool, but he kind of makes me like fishing, and he's just a nice guy, and he's calling in, and he constantly loses to me on Spence's Challenge, so I'm down with that.
Fish is my number two as well. And I counted, I had marked down 6 times that he called in the last week. So
he
gets up there for that.
Flip it around for me. LeMay sisters, a number two.
Wow.
No, they have stepped up. They made the trek. They made the trek down to Gene. Mm-hmm. And they've carried it through. They've embraced all of this. They want to be part of it. They've shown up at the P1 meetups. They've gotten through on the phones. They're active on social every single day. Nothing but positive love, good vibes, and all of that. And we love them. And I think, and by the way, didn't I say Monday or yesterday, whenever it was, I did make 2 stars and an upward arrow. And they just ended up at number 2 for me. Did we get all the 2s?
All the 2s are in.
Number 1, Kayla.
I am going to stick with the LeMay sisters. They have
a number 1.
They have pushed their way. They deserve a number 1.
Okay.
They have really stepped it up. And by the way, I love the P1 community so much because they've embraced the LeMay sisters. And I can't wait to see them out at more stuff.
Number 1, Spence.
I'm going against everything I believe in because he's a perennial number 6. But I think you made a great point earlier, Chet, in saying the guy that's behind the P1 pals and organizing and kind of, you know, he put together this pigskin pick'em thing on ESPN, has been Jay Stu. And you know what? I pick on him a lot because it's fun, but he deserves a number 1.
By the way, there's money up for grabs in this P1 pick'em league.
And
it's coming out of Jay Stu's pocket.
Really?
It's coming out of his pocket.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he won't let me pay. Really? I said, I'll split it with you. I said, let's split it. Let's double it. Whatever. Yeah. He may hear this and go, wait, you never said that. I would say, no, I thought I did. And if I didn't say it before, I'm saying it now. That I'm in to help, but I know he'll say no.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah.
Jay Stu best. Could have, like I said, 5 for me. Could have been number 1. Probably should have been. It might be next week. But my number 1, kids, Fish.
Ah, Fish.
Deserves it, too.
In baseball, you got a guy who can hit for power and hit for average and is fast and is a good fielder and all those kind of things. Call him a 5-tool player. Fish is a 5-tool player.
Amen.
He's been great on social.
I was feeling it. You were giving me the sermon. And
Fish.
Yeah.
I'm preaching. No, I'm preaching the gospel of the fish. Fish has called in, has been really great, has probably deserved a better ranking than he's gotten in the past. And I looked at this and I went, the time is now. And now is the time for Fish. He's my number 1. So, add it all up, and here we go, week 12, and things are changing. Last week's number 10 stays at number 10 this week. Professor Blue at number 10. Number 9, dropping 2 spots from number 7 last week. What did I do? Nothing. You're fine. But yeah, well, I don't know what I can do. You're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. You know what? You can stop doing that, because if you keep doing that, you're probably going to fall farther. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sure.
Good vibes. Bring the love. We're rewarding love. We're rewarding positivity. But we love Hannah. She's at number 9. At number 8 this week, drops down from number 2. Chloe and Jeff, the P1 power couple, just took a dive. Didn't make the cut on a couple of ballots this week and still in the top 10, though.
Awesome.
That's good. Vegas Drea, though, same thing. Got left off a ballot. She goes from number 9 to number 7.
That's pretty good.
No, that's good.
Okay.
No, that's very, very good. Dropping from number 1 to number 6. DLK. Ooh. Hey, hell of a 4-week run at the top.
Yes, absolutely.
Record-setting 4-week run.
And let me tell you, she is the epitome of spreading love. You know what I mean? She has spread the love a little too far.
Stop with the love spreading.
Reel it in,
DLK.
Spread the love so far. You know, and again, you can't be number 1 when you spread the love that far. This is like a marriage. Can't go outside the family. No, I'm
exactly.
Saying can't go outside the family. From number 4 to number 5, Wayne the Flagger. Don't know why. Doesn't matter. Flip flop with Jay Stu. Jay Stu goes 5-4. Could have climbed higher, and in fact was tied with the number 3. But Hot Ryan, as I recall, was she ranked higher last week?
Hot Ryan was not in the top 10 last week.
Well, you know what?
Oh, she was tied for 10. My bad.
Oh, was she tied for 10?
Yes, sir.
Well, whatever. I rate it ladies first, Jay Stu.
Yeah.
You'll be all right. She's ranked number 3. Look at the LeMays come out of nowhere all the way to a number 2 ranking. And the top 2 spots were separated from the rest of the pack. 3 and 4 were separated from the rest of the pack. the number two, the LeMay sisters out of nowhere, and your new number one from number eight all the way to number one by the slimmest of margins, but it doesn't matter. Because the fish is your new number one. And well-deserved. Well-deserved on the P1 Power Rankings. Remember this always. We love you guys.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we are honored and we are so thankful that you even pay attention to this stuff. And I guess the idea that you would have any emotion at all towards it is the greatest compliment that we could get. And truly, this show, as other radio shows are picking up on this, we are the envy of this industry right now. And it is all because of you. And never for one second think that we don't know that and we don't believe that. So, all right?
Thank you, guys. Good.
So have fun. We love you. And we'll see you again real soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.